Last week, the city of Baltimore honored its most unforgettable fan.
Tributes still pouring in for Mo Gabba, the young Baltimore sports fan who stole the city's heart.
Mo Gabba passed away last night after his fourth battle with cancer.
Today, The Athletic's Britt Garoli joins us to remember the brief, incredible life of Mo Gabba.
Every second he was on this earth, he knew it was a blessing, and he wanted other people to know that as well.
Everyone who's listening, try not to tear up.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Friday, August 14th, and this is The Lead.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So, Britt, tell us about the earliest days of Mo Gabba's life.
Mo Gabba, the first few months of his life, was just a regular newborn infant. And around about 9 months, his mother, Sonzi, saw a photo of him in which his eyes were just white. She went and got him checked out, and it turned out that he had cancer.
We could treat it, and it could come back anywhere, whenever. It didn't matter. So he had it in his eyes first, then his sinuses and his neck.
He was a kid who spent 75% of his young life in the hospital, constantly getting aggressive chemotherapy, a life of sickness, and never got better.
How did Mo become such a big sports fan?
It came from his mother, Sonzi, who made no bones about it.
I played sports. I played basketball, and I love sports, and he fell in love with it too. And took it to a whole nother level.
And when did Mo first come onto the radar of Baltimore sports fans?
Around the age of 9, Mo decided that he was going to call into this afternoon show.
It's Lowdown with Jeremy Kahn, 105.7 The Fan.
Jeremy Kahn and Scott Garceau were the two anchors, and they get a call from a 9-year-old kid. And Jeremy's very aware that sometimes kids are shy or they don't know what to say.
But there was nothing like that with him. I mean, he just had this confidence and this swagger about him that I thought was so cool when he would call in. And then
he just loved sports and loved the Ravens and Orioles so much. It just really, really shone through.
Thank you, Hawk. Picking.
Who you got?
Annie Machado.
Oh, that's a good pick right there.
What's funny is Sonzi was working during the day. She had no idea for months that her son was becoming this fixture on this afternoon drive show in Baltimore.
At the time I was working a later shift, when he would call the radio station, got out of school, but I was at work, so I didn't know.
She had no idea how famous her son was getting.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night.
That's Ross Grimsley.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again. Do that again.
Good night, Jerry.
Cool, man. Cool.
He blew up, and it was all him. It's just some of the jokes, some of the different things. He started getting his own theme music. Just a really funny and engaging kid once you got a chance to know him.
Even the most hardened, curmudgeon-y callers were like, yeah, I love Mo. And no one knew he was sick for a very long time.
In all honesty, we didn't know anything about his story. We just knew it was a young kid that was calling in.
And it wasn't until a promotions director was like, Mo Gabba? I've seen that kid at cancer events for their sister station. Jeremy wasn't even sure they were talking about the same kid.
I don't think it's the same kid. He goes, does he have this great laugh? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'm telling you, I think it's the same kid.
He saw a video of Mo and he realized that voice, that unmistakable voice, was coming out of this little boy in a wheelchair who conveyed nothing of the pain and thorough medical procedures that he had already been through.
He was always so positive. He never had anything negative to say about anyone. He never talked about any of his issues.
Yay!
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I think I might be in Chubbo Nation.
10 years old and you're already in Chubbo Nation.
I think so. I'm not kidding, DA. I'm not kidding.
And his legend kind of grew within the community. The Ravens heard about him.
Oh, raise your hand up, Mo.
Put your hand up.
There we go.
Mo.
Yeah, Mo.
I'm going to say Mo on three. 1, 2, 3.
Mo!
Yeah! He threw out the first pitch for the Orioles in 2017.
We have a very special kid with us, Mo Gabba. He is a Baltimore sports celebrity of sorts, Mo.
And he was under the impression he was throwing the first pitch of the game out. He thought he was throwing to Jacoby Ellsbury.
It's kind of unbelievable. I've never thrown out a first pitch for a game. I'll tell you that. Try not to get the Yankee players to hit the ball. All I want them to do is get a strike.
There was just literally no stopping Mo Gabba.
Mo, have a great time. I hope you have a wonderful kids opening day at Camden Yards.
Thank you for having me.
And then he also became the first person in history to announce a draft pick for the Ravens on a Braille card.
Mo, take it away.
With the 123rd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Ben Powers, Oklahoma. Go!
He was becoming a worldwide sensation. His Braille teacher, his visual assistant at school, Lynn Leach, said that she was opening cards from Kenya. And Mo would be like, wow, that's on the other side of the world. He was just sort of starting to grasp how big of a deal he was.
Can you tell us about his life in school?
So Mo was super sick. And Mo really became a legend in the blind community. He became the first student at Lindale Middle School, which is where he went, to use a robot for when he became too sick to go to school. So this robot would go to school and Mo called it the Mobot, and he would have his iPad and be able to see everything that the robot was doing. He could raise his hand. He could interact with classmates. And this way Mo could really be involved and he could be Mo and he could have friends. And he was so excited to go to high school. He was excited to go to homecoming.
I didn't know you had a date for homecoming already. You haven't even gotten into high school yet. And now you have a date?
Yeah, I was supposed to tell you that earlier when the whole family called in, but I wanted to wait.
He convinced the principal to have a sports show that ran after morning announcements. It was something that was so important to him. And Lynn Leach, his Braille teacher, said to him, well, you have to have a sign-off line. Every good radio host has a sign-off line. So Mo thinks for a second, and he goes, make every day a win.
I'm Mo, make every day a win.
And it was so appropriate because that's how he lived his short life.
When did Mo's health start to decline?
Mo got some scans back at the end of May that said that the cancer had spread to his brain. By June 10th, they told him that they were going to stop active treatment. He was told on that day, the end of May, from then, he had 10 to 12 weeks to live in a best case scenario. I think everyone felt like, this is Mo. He's beaten it before. He's not a guy who lives by the odds or the numbers, and he can do it again. But towards the end, it became clear that this time was maybe a little different.
No, it's like he wasn't scared. But he didn't like talking about it because his biggest thing is like, he was worried about me, who's going to take care of me. That was his biggest thing.
Can you tell us about that last radio show?
What's going on, Baltimore? It is the Big Mo Show with yours truly, Mo Gabba.
So the Big Mo Show was just a dream come true for Mo.
Hey.
We're live from your bedroom. Your mom is live streaming this as much as she can. That's what we were talking about. Mo's in his brand new bed, getting ready for all these guests we have lined up. So many guests, people that want to talk to you.
Yeah.
He got call-ins from everywhere. Orioles manager Buck Showalter, Harbaugh.
It's head coach John Harbaugh on the line with you, Mo. John, yeah. How are you?
Mo, my man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You sound great on the radio. I mean, this is a...
He had so many video messages. The voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, Stone Cold Steve Austin, countless other athletes.
Oh, wait, I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's AJ, Adam Jones.
What's up, Adam?
Man, you're supposed to be asleep.
And most of all, he just interacted with all the fans, with everyone who loved him.
Hey, Mo, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Great. I'm a big fan of yours.
I wanted to call in and wish you well and say we're rooting for you. And we're so excited and we plan on listening all night long.
I wanted to say how much you mean to the city, how much you mean to all the people in it. And I wanted to thank you for being such a bright beacon.
I think what everyone hoped against hope, that somehow this miracle that was Mo would continue to be a medical miracle.
We want to continue to remind people that you're not alone in this struggle, Mo. We're all thinking about you, buddy. We're all praying for you. And I'm just happy to hear all the positive stuff about you, man. I've heard nothing but awesome.
It was supposed to stop at 9 p.m. that night. It went until 10:30. And even then, they still had text messages and people trying to get through.
Before I say this, I just want to say to all the callers who didn't make it, I'm really sorry you didn't make it on this show. I am really sorry.
Yep.
And if I could do this again, I would. And I would take as many callers as I could.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed the program. I mean, all the feedback we're getting, it's been great. It's been a fun time. So take us out, Mo.
All right. So thank you guys for tuning in. This has been the Big Mo Show. I love you, Baltimore.
I'm sorry that we have to talk about this. Can you tell us about the day that he died?
So he woke up that morning and he told his mother, Sanzi, how tired he was.
He's like, Mom, I apologize for everything. I can't do this anymore.
He just couldn't fight any longer. And I think she knew. She laid with him in her bed in Glen Burnie, Maryland. The Orioles had announced officially several hours before.
In recognition of your incredible dedication, loyalty, spirit, and passion, the Baltimore Orioles are proud to announce that you, Mosilla Mo Gabba, have been elected into the Orioles Hall of Fame. Oh.
That he was going into the Hall of Fame.
What do you think? I like it a lot.
And the last thing he says breaks your heart. He says to his mother, medicine's always worked for me before. Why can't it now?
It was like he wasn't totally there. I could tell something was off about him, but he was really laying right next to me. And I saw starting to see him decline. And then I saw him take his last breath.
Baltimore's biggest sports fan resting easy tonight. Mo Gabba passed away last night after his fourth battle with cancer.
So everyone, from Adam Jones to Lamar Jackson to the governor of the state of Maryland, were tweeting, sending out statements, issuing condolences. The whole city of Baltimore, it felt like, lost its light that night. And I think people who weren't aware of who he was and how much he impacted so many lives in that city started to really realize what he had done. And you really felt like this star, this beautiful soul, had left the world a little bit dimmer.
Britt, you've covered Baltimore and DC area teams for quite a while now. Why did this kid capture the attention of the city of Baltimore and really the world?
I think because he had been dealt such an awful hand and he never complained. Mo was going to be positive. Mo was going to be energetic. Mo truly saw each day as a win because he had come so close to death so many times. And I think that's part of why he never showed people all the pain that he was in. I think he wanted people to know, hey, if I can do this, if I can stay positive and I can stay energetic, then maybe they'll do it too. In his final days, he was asked what he wanted the pastor to say when he was gone for the people that were crying.
He said, Bishop, tell them that they're on the clock. And what choice are they going to make?
Every second he was on this earth, he knew it was a blessing. And he wanted other people to know that as well.
And finally, Britt, you and Jeff wrote about the experience that former Orioles pitcher Zach Britton, who's now at the Yankees, had on the day that Mo Gabba died. Can you tell us that story?
When COVID hit and the schedule got reworked, the Yankees all of a sudden were going to play the Orioles because the Marlins were no longer going to play them. The Yankees were not supposed to be in Baltimore that night. They get there, they work out. It's about 7 o'clock by the time they get there. Mo Gabba had passed away less than an hour before this. Zach doesn't know. He's on the field with his teammates. He looks around. He had spent 8 years in Baltimore. And he's like, I've never seen the sky look like this. They're all in awe of this beautiful sunset. It's half purple, half orange. It's never looked like this. Zach comes inside. He checks his phone. And he realizes that Mo Gabba has passed away. And then it hits him. The sky is purple and orange, the Orioles and Ravens colors. He says, I don't know what you believe, you know, whether it's heaven or not, but for him, that was a sign that Mo Gabba was there, that he was okay, and that he was in a better place.
Well, Britt, thank you so much for joining us and for this beautiful tribute.
Thanks for having me.
You can read Britt Garoli and Jeff Zeribick's story about Mo Gabba at theathletic.com. And special thanks to Britt, Jeff, Jeremy Kahn, and Kevin Zwicker for sharing audio of Mo and others for this story. Thanks for listening this week. Our senior producer is Matt Straub. Production and fact-checking by Ian Hurley. Sound design and mixing by Aaron May, Wydong Lin, and Joe Richardson. Our theme song was composed by Lindsey Graham. Our editorial director is me, Kavitha Davidson. Our executive producer is Anders Kelto. The show is executive produced by Marsha Louie and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you next week.
I'm not trying to get mushy and make everyone tear up or anything, but I just want to say I love you a lot, Mom.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.